Next question is Fanny, F-A-N-N-I-E, Nash, N-A-S-H. She was born 4/10/53. 11/18/2025. Miss Nash is currently in her 14th benefit period, extend from 10/10/25 to 12/8/25. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation, period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. New paragraph. Ms. Nash is a 73-year-old woman currently on hospice with chronic systolic congestive heart failure, hypertensive heart disease, COPD, pulmonary hypertension, atrial fibrillation, neuropathy, chronic pain, and dementia, period. Patient is using her oxygen at all times, period. She's having issues with pain, which she takes medication for, period. Her appetite's down to 50%, period. Patient's left-sided MAC is 32 centimeter, period. Her blood pressure was at 140 over 80, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. She has a 2-plus edema. Her TruSight at 2 liters was at 93% today, period. She's using her nebulizer on a regular basis, period. Her PPS score is at... 40%. Her confusion gives her a FST score of 6E, period. Sorry, okay, on Ms. Nash, put down currently on hospice with history of hypertensive heart disease with heart failure. That's it. Let's do that. And so the MAC put down dropped from 34 to 32 centimeter, period. Let's see. What else should we say? Patient has decreased turgor, decreased appetite, decreased weight, decreased functionality, increased shortness of breath, symptoms, air hunger, increased confusion, using nebulizer more often, period. She must wear her oxygen at all times because of her breathing issues, and she says that doesn't really help, period. In order to relieve her edema of the lower extremity related to heart failure, she takes both Lasix and Zoroxylin. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.